Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. It's time to check in with our friends at LSS Living, Lutheran Senior Services. Anne Marie Wallace in studio with a great team here. And I see fun stuff. I see props in studio ready for... you always bring something fun for us to do here.
You know, I like to keep you on your toes, Andy, and bring the unexpected. So yes, I did bring some props with me today, as well as some excellent people. So for those of you that are listening with us today, I'll kind of be explaining what we have here. But if you would like to see what's going on, we actually Facebook Live all our segments that we do here at KFUO. So you can actually see what's going on in the studio. And to do so...
I'm not sure they want to see what I'm going to be doing today.
Well, we'll see how your skills play out here later.
That's what I'm embarrassed
by. But if you do want to see this live broadcast, you can go to facebook.com. And you can either search for Lutheran Senior Services or facebook.com/Lutheran Senior Services. And you'll actually see that a live video is going on right now. So you can see what's going on in studios. We're actually going to wave right now to our Facebook Live audience. We're really glad that you guys could join us here. And then we also archive that video so you can always go back and watch it again.
Now, all I have to say is if you submit this to one of those TV shows about funny videos and you win... we have to share.
I believe that sharing is caring. I would share with you, Andy. I think that's only fair.
I'm a little nervous.
But today I do want to introduce our two special guests. So we've got Susan Hutchinson over here, who is our Executive Director of Affordable Housing.
Good morning.
Welcome back, Susan.
Thank you.
It helps if I turn on the right microphone. I can all hear you very well.
We'll say good morning again then.
Glad to have you in studio. Thanks for coming back and spending some time with me.
And then we also have Angie Sutton over here, who is our... coordinator of events as well as community engagement. Hello, Angie.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Angie. Glad to have you here today. Thanks for being my guest.
Thank you so much.
So back, I know, in around the Thanksgiving period, Susan was on talking about Project Wellness, and we had such a great response from that. So many people calling and asking questions about that. So I wanted to make sure that we brought her back to talk a little bit more about Project Wellness, because especially for our older adults here in our community, it is a great resource. So Susan is going to share her depth of knowledge a little bit more about that today.
Thank you. Project Wellness actually began about 5 years ago. We had received a small grant from Enterprise Community Partners to put a telehealth kiosk and a registered nurse as a wellness nurse in one of our newer communities, the Village at Mackenzie Place in Afton. We had a lot of great response from the residents there. The kiosk at that time measured blood pressure, weight. We also screened for social isolation and depression. The nurse was there to help them understand what their readings were. If there was anything that was out of the safe zone, she would give some guidance as to what they should do. And we did that for about a year. When the money dried up, the nurse went away. We kept the kiosk, but unfortunately, without that human touch to it, the residents didn't use it quite as often. So 3 years ago, we applied for a grant with the Lutheran Foundation to not only hire the nurses, and this time we wanted a parish nurse because we wanted a more holistic touch to what we were doing. And we were very fortunate to be able to get a large 3-year grant from them to not only continue it at the Village at Mackenzie Place, but to also put it in all of the communities we have here in the metropolitan St. Louis area. So that's 9 different locations: Belleville, Florissant, North City, Midtown, Afton, Kirkwood, and Eureka. And so we went forward, and about 2 years ago, we actually started putting everything out there. We have these wonderful parish nurses that are giving a very holistic mind, body, soul, spirit aspect to helping our residents stay healthy. In affordable housing, they're not poverty level, but they're very low income level. And unfortunately, what happens with that, not only age group, but with that income level, they probably don't get as much access to good health care. and they don't get a lot of education on how to take care of themselves. So that's one of the reasons that we started Project Wellness. In addition to the kiosk and the parish nurses, we also partner with Oasis and do a lot of wellness-oriented activities such as Matter of Balance, because falling is a huge issue for older adults in general. Diabetes self-management, because there's a huge number of older adults that diabetes is a major cause of medical issues, not only the diabetes itself, but all of the things that happen if you don't take care of that. And so over the last 2 years, we've had about 558 residents out of the 600 and some that are here in the metro St. Louis area that are using the kiosk on a regular basis, a minimum of once a month. A lot of them are using them once a week. We have now started an outreach program where one of the wellness nurses actually goes out into the community to help older adults maintain their vital signs. She will input them into the kiosk so that anytime they want to be able to get a printout, they can come do that as well. It's been just absolutely phenomenal. We have close to 80 community members now, and she's working with a lot of Lutheran churches, and we're willing to take it to them instead of having them come to us. So it's been very successful.
I had the privilege of meeting one of your parish nurses, right, and hearing her story, but how would you describe the personality that the parish nurse brings? There's a uniqueness about this parish nurse. You talked about it, you know, being a position that's holistic, that really cares for the whole person.
Right. Like I said, it's mind, body, spirit. Mm-hmm. And so they take a lot of time to talk to the residents. It's not just come in, take your vitals, and make you go out the door. Mm-hmm. They learn about their family situations. They learn about what their activities are like. They've been able to pull people out of some isolation situations that they've put themselves into, and have created a very strong comfort zone for folks. A lot of my residents are churched, but I also have a lot that aren't, but are spiritual by nature. And so to have somebody who can not only deal with the body issues, but deal with the spirit issues is extremely important to all of us.
The parish nurses are just a key part of that,
yes,
as you pointed out earlier, that you can have the wellness kiosk, which does its job very well, but having that person that connects them,
right,
connects with them, so they can, right, stay on top of those wellness issues.
And on top of it, the way the kiosk is set up, there are safe parameters. And as long as somebody's reading falls within those safe parameters, then we go along and everything's fine and dandy. But if they go out of those parameters, then an alert is sent from the kiosk to the nurse so that she can do a follow-up with the resident. And in some cases, it's just say, come back and take it again. Let's just make sure it's okay. In other cases, you might want to talk to your doctor and see if maybe some medications need to be changed. And in some cases, that you need to get to the emergency room. In the last 2 years, we have caught more than 200 situations that could have been extremely serious if they had not been caught early. And as I mentioned before, diabetes is a huge issue with older adults. And because of that, when we got the grant from the foundation, we added blood glucose screenings. And we've caught several people who did not know they were diabetic. And it could have been really bad.
And I think another great point to what Susan is saying is, again, this is something that we've opened up to the broader community. So it's not just only for our affordable housing residents, but for those older adults who are in the community as well. And I think right now it's 23 churches that you've partnered with,
yes,
that have taken part in that, Lutheran churches here within the area. But what a great resource to give to the older adults within your congregation, kind of within your area. And I think that's the great benefit of Project Wellness, is that it really does meet the needs of the community. And so you'll see here, we've got some bowling pins. If you're joining us on Facebook Live, you can see we've got these great bowling pins here, and each of them has a statistic or a fact on them about wellness for those who are older. And Susan, if you want to read maybe a few of them and go, but I mean, talking about the fact that Project Wellness is meeting a great need here within our community.
All right. One of them is, getting back to diabetes, 25% of older adults have diabetes in some form. whether it's controlled by diet or medication or shots. 25% is a huge number of people. And when you consider that the age group of 65 and over is growing exponentially, they say by 2050, 88 million people in the United States will be over the age of 65. That's one-fifth of the population in the United States. And of those, 19 million will be 85 and over because our longevity is increasing. And because resources are going to get smaller and smaller because the population is growing, we need to make sure they're the healthiest 85-year-olds we can make. And so that's one of the reasons that we're doing this. We're doing prevention as opposed to curing, I guess, is whatever. There are also 2.5 million people ages 65 or older who are treated in the emergency departments because of falls. So one of the things we're also doing is screening for fall risks and doing fall prevention, such as the Matter of Balance classes. And we're looking at doing Tai Chi and some other classes as well to make that balance better. You can't avoid all falls because people do trip over things, but a lot of older adults will fall because their balance is off. 45% of older adults, unfortunately, live under the poverty level. And so when LSS decides that we need to do affordable housing, it's because of that. That's almost half of the adult population over 65 living in the poverty level, and that's just sad. Really, really sad. And unfortunately, we can't serve all of that 45%, but we're doing everything we can to serve as many as possible. One of the leading killers of older adults is heart disease. So one of the things that we do screen is for congestive heart failure. That's the reason why we do the weight, because if the weight varies more than 3 or 4 pounds over a couple of day period of time, that's an indication that you're taking on fluid and that's hard for the heart. So screening for that is also extremely important. A large number of them have hearing problems, and because of the hearing problems, they might not always understand the instructions that are given to them. I happen to be married to somebody with a hearing problem, and sometimes he nods when I know he hasn't understood what I've told him. At least that's what I think it is. Anyway, and so when you have residents that you ask them if they're taking their medications correctly and they're nodding their head, they might not have heard what you said either. So one of the things that the parish nurses can do is like a brown bag medication, where the residents can come with their medications in a brown paper bag, which is why they say that. And they can go through and make sure that the resident understands why they're taking the medication, how is the proper way to take the medication, and most importantly, to make sure that they're not taking a duplicate medication. Because a lot of times if they go to more than one doctor and they don't tell everybody everything that they're taking, a doctor could prescribe the same thing, but it has a different name because it's a generic of what they're taking, and that can cause some serious issues as well. So we're looking, again, holistically for our residents and now for community members to make sure that they're living as healthy and well as we can possibly help them to do.
I'm glad you pointed out the medication concept that you may go to multiple doctors, and if you forget to carry that information from one doctor to the other, the one physician may have no idea what the other physician prescribed, and you may not necessarily even go to the same pharmacy for those two prescriptions. You might go to the pharmacy that's right by that doctor's office rather than, so it's possible that the pharmacist might miss it as well.
Right. I know back in my social work days, I had a client who was taking probably 20 different medications and was not doing well at all. She was out of it, for lack of a better term. And so we sent one of our nurses in there, and after she got done getting rid of the duplication, she was down to 7. And a lot of the health issues that she was experiencing went away when that duplication went away. So, yes, that's probably one of the biggest things that we can do is check the medications to make sure they're doing the right thing.
So we've Project Wellness, a great program that's for our community, for our residents in affordable housing. And Susan, you talked about a grant that we received from the Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis. But on top of that, there's still a lot of need there, which is why I'm really excited about an event that's upcoming. For those of you who are on Facebook Live, you can see that we're actually wearing our matching T-shirts today. We're triplets here in studio because Bowling for Wellness is coming up. And I believe, Susan, is this the fourth year that we've done this. And so, Angie, I know that you're kind of helping plan this event this year. Can you talk a little bit about what Bowling for Wellness is, how it helps Project Wellness, and if people want to come join us, what do they have to do?
Yes, Bowling for Wellness is a great event. It's going to be Sunday, February the 26th. We're going to host it at Tropicana Lanes, which is located in Clayton, Missouri. We encourage everyone to get involved. You can get involved in several ways. The first way you can get involved is by signing up a team. So you can sign up a team by calling me at 314-282-8217, and we'll have information on our blog as well. So if you don't have a chance to write that number down, the cost is $200, and that's for four individuals to come and bowl, have fun, get a free T-shirt. We're going to have a pre-party before that with food and drinks. It starts at 1 with bowling starting at 2. So we're super excited about that. We're going to have a 50-50 raffle, and we're also going to be selling raffle eggs, which have some great prizes in them, from dinner at Culver's to St. Louis Symphony tickets to Cardinals, touring the stadium and the Hall of Fame, as well as some Grizzly baseball tickets. So we have some great prizes that we're going to give away that day as well. So you can participate by registering a team. You can make a donation by going to lss.org/giving if you'd like to participate that way. And we also need volunteers, so you can come and just participate that day by volunteering as well. So it's just a great event. All of the proceeds go to help affordable housing and our Project Wellness, so that we can keep our parish nurses in our communities and help those around us.
And I do have to say that last year I had a team and we had so much fun. It was an incredible time. And Andy, do you have a team signed up yet?
I don't have a team signed up.
Oh my gosh,
Andy, that would be a lot of fun, wouldn't
meet
it?
Meet Angie. She can get you signed up. You could have a KFUO
team. That would be a lot of fun.
Oh, it is so much fun.
You would see my horrible bowling skills.
Well, you should see everybody else.
I was about to say, some people have a special way of bowling that's unique to them.
That's a very kind way of putting it.
We do have prizes for our first, second, and third place teams, but we also have a prize just for you then. It's going to be a gutter ball award, so we might be able to get you that.
So Andy, actually, so all the facts that Susan read about kind of the wellness issues that maybe some of our older adults face, the statistics, we've turned those into our own bowling alley here in the KFUO studio. Andy, actually, we're going to get a taste of your bowling skills here today.
I was trying to decide which would be more embarrassing, me taking the balance class or me bowling.
Well, let's find out.
We may find out both.
Oh, great.
So we have here with us, I have four, actually. And so you get four chances there. So Andy's going to stand at the back of the studio. I'm going to throw you the plastic bowling ball. And here we go. Let's form and function here and see. It's like he awesome. Does the wind up, the back.
Oh. Gutter ball.
It is a clear gutter ball. No worries. Here's another one.
I didn't calculate for the curve of the...
Here he goes. We have the swing. Oh! Whoa. We have knocked down five pins, half of the pins.
Bravo.
Bravo, bravo. We're going to move on to frame two. You've got two more balls.
All right.
We're playing a special LSS way. You get to keep going until you... Here we go. He's going. And... Oh, one wiggled. It wiggled and then it stayed up. You were so close. And this is it, Andy. Your last
one. Knock him down.
All or nothing.
All or nothing.
Here we go.
Here's a spin. Oh!
Well, we need better lanes, don't we?
Hey, don't blame the lanes, okay? But regardless, regardless of how, whether you're a great bowler, whether you're a so-so bowler, whether you're like Andy.
Anyone's better than me.
This is a great event. So, Andy, can you repeat some of that information as to how they get a hold of you, that sort of information? Because I think we're going to have some really interested participants out here who are going to bring their game.
I'd be happy to. The date of our event for Bowling for Wellness is Sunday, February 26th. And if you want more information, just give me a call. 314-282-8217.
And so, if you are one to look online, we do have that information at lssliving.org/blog as well. So lots of ways that you can get in touch with Angie and get yourself a team, because it is going to be a great event. And like Susan was talking about, all the funds raised go to help Project Wellness for these parish nurses. We have so much fun, and it's going to be a good time.
Yes, it is. And on behalf of all of the seniors in the St. Louis area, thank you for your support.
Who's the best bowler in the room? We know it's obviously not me. It's not me. Although I generally can knock down a few more pins than that. I just wasn't warmed up yet.
Well, we can sweep the ones you knocked down away. So that's what the problem was.
But I knocked them down again, even though they were already knocked down, trade hitting those.
I consider it a good game if I can get over 100. That's my own standard line of, if I get over 100,
I consider it a good game if I can pick up the ball.
And I've been known as the gutter ball queen, so.
So this is a great opportunity for others to come out and feel really good about their bowling skills.
Right, exactly.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, each team that comes and forms, I mean, some come with team costumes and team names. Last year, I believe the winners were from our newest community in town and country, Mason Point. They took home the first prize last year. And so I think, you know, there's some good competition that goes on.
Yes.
Between, because there's a lot of people, you know, just who work within LSS. So I know, Susan, you tend to be very strategic in where you place the bowlers.
Yes. We have some departments within LSS that like to smack talk each other. So we're very careful about putting them right next to each other.
And the location is a great location,
yes,
too. I've been to a similar event at Tropicana Lanes. It's a lot of fun, lots of space to spread out and have a good time.
Yes, and we've reserved the whole bowling alley, so it's just us.
That's going to be fun.
That's like 52
lanes.
52 lanes. Yes. So like they were saying, if you have a team, whether you're a good bowler or you consider yourself maybe a not so good bowler, it still is a lot of fun, and all of it goes to such a great cause. So I will definitely be there again.
And
this
you can
year.
Bring your kids. They're welcome.
Very good. Can he bowl for me? Because he'd probably do a better job.
He couldn't do any worse.
I feel the love.
There's so much love for you today, Andy. I promise.
All right. So this is coming up February 26th. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. So lssliving.org is the place to find out more. And this supports Project Wellness, right?
Exactly.
Keeping those parish nurses serving in those communities so that those folks living in those communities can stay healthy, and not just in affordable housing, but in the communities surrounding them
as
well.
Exactly.
Getting out into the community. I know that the parish nurse in Eureka has reached out to our congregation as well, and such a, remind me of her name.
Well, that used to be Becky, but Tammy's there now.
Okay. Well, very good. So they do a nice job of reaching out to the community and really offering that support to the community to really do this, to keep the communities healthy.
And if you have any more questions about Project Wellness, you know what, we can probably put something up on our blog today as well that has more information about Project Wellness, how to get in touch maybe with one of those parish nurses. Michelle Wamser is the coordinator of that program, so maybe we could put her contact information up there. So if you're listening and you know of an older adult maybe within your congregation or in your community who could really benefit from this, we'll put that information up there as well, because it's a great resource.
Very good. Would parish nurses be willing to come talk to, like meet a group at a congregation, share about the services they offer?
Definitely. As a matter of fact, Tammy Payne, the one that is now at Hilltop Manor, one of her jobs is to outreach. And we just met yesterday and she was talking about all the educational programs she's going to be doing across the area in various Lutheran churches for the next month or two. So, yes.
Very good. Very good. Well, we have just about a minute and a half left. Aside from demonstrating my fine bowling skills, what do we have to look forward to here on our LSS Faith and Family segments in the future?
Well, I will give a little synopsis. So Angie's actually going to be back 2 weeks from now. So our next broadcast is going to be on February 9th, same time here at the Faith and Family segment. So that's 10 a.m. on February 9th. And we're actually talking about community engagement, what that means, and how together we're stronger, and how those who want to come volunteer and are in a part of our community can really make an impact in the lives of older adults. And we're actually bringing in lots of special guests next week as well, because we're going to be bringing in some of our volunteers. So it's going to be a packed studio, Andy.
It is. It's going to be a full house, but I love it when you bring a full house.
Well, and even more so than, so basically a month from now is actually going to be a live broadcast from Breeze Park Senior Living Community in St. Charles. So you actually get to go on the road.
I get to go on a field trip. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to share too much about that yet because we're still in the works, kind of finalizing some details. But that's going to be so much fun because it's always good to be out in the community. I might be able to promise you some food, though.
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I can't wait. Look out, friends at Breeze Park. I'm coming to see you.
I know. Jenny, as we were getting ready to start this segment, Jenny was saying to us, you know, I either bring in food or we come and talk about exercise. And the two pair very well together. So,
are you not going to make me exercise when we go to Breeze Park, are you?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
Depends on what they feed you.
That's true. I probably will need to. Well, thank you all for coming over today, sharing about this great event coming up February 26th. Project Wellness doing some great things, keeping our friends healthy and well, and doing it in a nice social way, too, getting out and interacting. Thanks so much, Anne-Marie. We'll see you next time. Thanks so much, Susan. Angie, thanks for being my guests. More Faith and Family on the way. National Lutheran Schools Week. We're going to visit with friends from another Lutheran school right here in the St. Louis area, Metro East Lutheran High School, making their way to the studio in just a few minutes. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.